Hi, Polly.
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
How are you? I already saw you today. Ha ha.
I am in really high need of 10 minutes of your time. Can you do something in addition to this meeting?
I have. Do we
Or
have?
later in the day? I'm super open to everything. Sorry for just jumping on the topic, but we are open.
No, I saw your Slack while I was getting coffee and I'm back. I have, if either the chairs, if this meeting ends quickly or the chairs meeting, which immediately succeeds this, ends quickly, then I do have time. Otherwise, I think I don't, I have noon would work for me, California time.
I can figure it out. So yeah, if we end early, I mean, I don't have anything. Maybe no one has anything.
Good day, whether it be afternoon or morning or whatever.
Hi. Hello.
Okay. Hello, Simeon.
It's on the dividing
Hello,
line for
Ida.
me. Good
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh. Hi. How was the breakfast?
The
So early
breakfast?
in the morning.
Oh, now all I do is coffee. So,
Great.
this is my second carafe. Hey, Caitlin.
Hey, sorry to join late. I'm having a little trouble with my computer.
No problem. Dun, dun, dun. Looks like we have all of the different groups represented between the three councils and the some of the officers or managers.
Excellent.
And Kat says she's on her way in Slack.
Great.
But in Slack, do we have any topics?
I think Pat had an update. I can't quite recall about Equinix.
Yes, it's
Sorry.
canceled. Yes, that should save us a couple thousand. But it's something. And yeah, I'm glad that we were able to make that transition clearly and smoothly. So many thanks to all those that were involved in that, because I really didn't know how to hand that off appropriately, and it was really easy to just send some emails and people took care of it. Thank you.
And I guess I'll just share, mainly addressing Kat, but for everyone else's benefit of hearing it, I did reach out to folks about how we do the WolfCon registrations and things, and it's kind of gone round in an interesting loop. Apparently, I guess Jesse is still involved with the conference. He's never got back to me, but a bunch of folks at EBSCO have looped him in, and it's kind of, we'll work it out. So if it becomes pressing, let me know. But I'm on it.
Can I help you in any matter, Simeon? Let me know
Thank you.
if you need support.
Yeah,
Do you know?
I think our deadline is really just like June, right? Because I would like to have the books closed to then if all Open Library Foundation, Scott Anderson, the treasurer there, gives me a different date, I'll communicate.
So that's, how has that worked in the past? Have you paid OLF for all the registrations and then got reimbursed for some that weren't used, or do we have to get people to claim them by then?
So how it's worked in the past is Jesse tells Scott how many registrations need to be reimbursed, and then they tell me and I initiate a payment.
Okay. But that presumably happens after the close of the books.
Well, the close of the books for the conference, right? Because
Yeah.
they would be able to know who was a
Yeah.
affiliated member or not.
Yeah, sorry, actually, sorry, our books are on calendar year, are they?
For our books are on fiscal year for Folio.
Oh. Huh. So it will be after our fiscal year.
After our fiscal year. So no, the conference books should they should be able to have closed their books by now. I don't know what the conference is running on, if they're doing a calendar or a fiscal year. But usually they're able to get me the amount by sometime in the spring so that we
Ah.
can have it paid off by the time that we as Folio finish our fiscal year, which is ends at the end of June. Is that clear
So,
as mud?
well, I think you've just clarified the big mistake in my interpretation. I thought you were talking about the process for the upcoming conference. You're talking about closing out the previous conference.
Correct.
So I will try and get on both of those. I had previously only been thinking about the future one. Okay, thank you. So this was very useful.
Hey, no problem.
Yes.
All right, I have one item about communications that I wanted to bring up, that I think is partially something we should talk about with officers and partially something about among chairs. I was just trying to pull up our last product council notes because I feel like I remember pieces of what I need to tell you guys, but not all of it. But basically, here's the deal. Some of you may have caught at the last Tri-Council meeting the update from our release management stakeholders subgroup within the product council, led by Autumn Faulkner. Jennifer Eustace is on that too. I can't remember who else, but they've been working to create materials that would be to accompany a release to help communicate what's in it, kind of bring some sunlight to the process as a whole. They have, as part of this, drafted a press release for Sunflower that includes some of the features that are in Sunflower. And so there were a couple of things that came up. The first was, who would that draft release go to? Who's responsible for Folio communications? Is there a dedicated person, or is this something we should be working with the CC to do? Additionally, Jennifer specifically was wondering about updates to the website and who's responsible for that, and who she should coordinate with if the release management stakeholders subgroup has recommendations for updates to the website to reflect things like new releases. And then just tacking that on there. I think that there are also some questions that are starting to come up again about the need for a newsletter, and whether they should be coordinating, who they should be coordinating with if they have communications that need to go out to the entire community, in something like a newsletter. So it goes back to the top question. Do we have a single person who's responsible for communications for Folio? It's, no.
We do not. And I will, so this dovetails with so Paul and I have identified a outreach group that would complement the newly chartered membership committee to be able to handle this in a more rigorous fashion than in the past. For right now, for updates to the website, Rachel Fadlon and her team at EBSCO can make updates and are happy to do so. It's a little bit of a cumbersome process. And it's maybe a little it could be even better than what we currently have. One of Rachel's frustrations is that when these things have started up in the past, kind of interest dies down and she doesn't necessarily get content or contributions. But they're more than happy to make updates from her team to the website. She's also they have offered to send out, there is a email using Constant Contact, I believe, or whatever the CRM that we're using for the foundation, and they can send out nicely formatted emails and are happy to do the editing and the distribution, but content needs to come from the community. So
Okay.
the proposal that we have on the table is to bring Rachel to a community council meeting to surface her perspective on where we could do communications. Kristen, if or Caitlin, sorry, if there are topics from PC or others, we could surface all of those. And I think what Paul and I would like to propose is that we formally organize a communications committee.
I think we would support that, and we've got a couple of different efforts happening in PC right now: prioritization, the release management stakeholders group, and eventually, when the community-driven development gets farther along, I think there will be things to report there. But increasingly, we're wanting to have a path for communicating those things out. So, I will have the release management folks contact you. Who should they contact about for the communications committee?
I think me and Paul.
You and Paul. Okay, great. Well, we'll start there. And for anything about the website, updating the website, they should coordinate with you and Paul first, right? Before reaching out to EBSCO.
So in the past, I think that should be fine for interstitial if there's a need, but I think if someone from PC would like to make an update to the website, I guess we should have some control over the process. So yeah, that's probably correct. In the past, we haven't been oversubscribed, to my knowledge, to try to get lots of updates, but we wouldn't want that to develop. I would say
Okay.
if there's someone on PC who would like to get content up there and it seems right and from the PC's view, then I'm not sure that the CC co-chairs need to be in the way at this point, but we can
Okay,
be if that's helpful.
maybe a CC, a copy. We could copy you on it. So Jennifer Eustace is the person who's really got, she's laser focused on getting this done. So I will let her know that that's what she needs to do. And I see in the notes here, I've got Hannah Murphy, Rachel Fadlon, both names. I've coordinated with Rachel before on stuff, and so she knows me. So maybe I can help make that connection, and let her redirect me if that's the wrong person. All
Yep.
right.
I reached out to Rachel shortly ago and she pointed me to Hannah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So I had heard, though, maybe I'd misunderstood that Hannah perhaps had transitioned out of EBSCO. But if
Okay,
that's
that
not the
is.
case, that's great because it is Hannah, or it was Hannah at least 2 months ago.
That can maybe be the same here because the last Folio member that joined us, I asked for putting the logo on the website, so that's maybe longer than 2 months. Okay, Caitlin, forget everything of clarity. Go to Rachel.
Thank you for suggesting Hannah. And the good news is, I see a renewed effort around communication crystallizing here. And I think it'll be clear who we need to coordinate with. And having that communications committee going will, I'm sure, make a huge difference. And it sounds like we've got some motivated people that might want to participate. So I will take this info back to PC and you'll be hearing, I'm sure, from Jennifer. Thank you.
And I guess on a related note, I don't have the link handy, but the Community Council, for those of you who are not there, officially approved the charter for a membership committee this morning, which does have overlap with this group. And in fact, well, at least all but there's lots of implications and lots of stakeholders. So this has been a kind of moving from an implicit to an explicitly chartered group with structural ties to CC moving forward. I will try to find the charter or its link from today's notes, unless someone else has got it loaded. I close that tab.
You are.
Thanks, Kirsten. You beat me.
I can repeat my request, so if someone from the other councils would like to join that group, we are happy and we are open to anybody. And we are super open to people who are not on councils, but a member or from a member's institution to reflect some ideas from the outside. It's a members subgroup, not a council's subgroup. So if someone has someone else in mind, just let me know. I don't think we want too many more members, so we don't want a very big group, but a few more would be very, very helpful.
Anything else for this group for today?
Not for me. I can think about if I've got someone I can recommend at the five colleges and for this subgroup, but I need to take a couple minutes.
Do we have any business for just the chairs to cover?
Did have one topic around elections, which
Okay.
is we should actually maybe we should do that quickly because I think there's been some experience with some of the managers on this. When do we start the elections? And is there a recommendation for a best practice or process to follow? Because I think Joe did it last year and it seemed to work really well because I didn't think of all I did was see the call and the results. But Joe's no longer on CC.
I think philosophically, you work back from having the result sometime in the latter part of June so the new people can be seated in July. So actually asking for candidate statements quite soon would be kind of where it should be.
And if I may, as a former community council member, I would really want to see a strong and loud call for the elections for members, and that it is essential that at least the very active institutions have a seat in the end. So we might correct the one or the other thing that happened in the last elections. And I'm absolutely on board if you need help for addressing people, finding the right email addresses, and so on.
Thank
We
you.
have not been too good that last time, right, Simeon? It was a bit.
Yeah, it was
We
a
have
bit.
room for what your English people say, room for improvement. I really
Improvement.
like that sentence.
Opportunity.
Opportunities, yes. So start now saying this. Start now asking people.
Who was in charge of this voting tool?
That was the Survey Monkey thing. Wasn't it the Survey Monkey?
Oh, okay.
But I'm not super sure, but it was in the past.
We don't know who was in charge of that. So we have.
In the past, it was Harry Kaplanian, but that was
Yeah.
maybe a bit critical
Yeah.
because he saw all the results who voted. So we tried to correct that.
Have I the right feeling to say it's okay if the co-chair sees the results? Or do we need something
I
more
think
secure?
that I think it's even completely okay if people in the council see the results, but not the single votes.
Yeah.
I would suggest to pick a tool where the voting is anonymous. So it's, yeah, you know what I mean? You shouldn't see what every person picked. No one should see that.
I'm with you.
If
I hope we are able
possible,
to
if not,
fulfill that requirement.
yeah. If possible, if not, then the chairs are maybe the best trusted people.
Think the first trick will be to find a competent and motivated chair of the elections committee, and they can sort through these details, including talking to Harry and Joe, and anyone else who's got expertise.
Guess I have a question related to that. How do you feel it is with the community council not having an EBSCO person at the moment? But this call is being recorded as well, by the way. So just remember. It seems odd on the face of it to me, seeing as they're great importance in the
I
community.
can only, as I said that out in the open, I think such a big player as EBSCO needs to sit on all councils.
Think EBSCO is a critical part of the community, and the community council would be stronger if they were represented.
And I can tell you that the member subgroup started with some ideas to think about the election process as well, to ensure that at least institution called stakeholders, whoever they are, which is always difficult, and we never touch that topic again, but Boas already broke something out. To ensure that each portion of the community is represented on the council, like the big stakeholders, the ones who are really doing development, then maybe big university libraries and smaller libraries as well. And then you can maybe even want to balance the worldwide attention. So people from Europe, America, and from Asia, wherever we have members, I mean, we need to have, it's a members committee. That was on the table shortly before the community council changed a lot, and then it's still on our backlog. There it sits.
Yes, Simeon, good question for that. For me, it feels like we need to show and embarrass which benefits also EBSCO sees in a community. That's not an easy question.
I'm just going to say, I really appreciate Olamide.
Haha. Unfortunately, I don't have too many details besides the technical stuff, so a lot of this is above my head and news to me. So, I would say yes, the EBSCO should have representation on the community council, but I believe, based on the rules and criteria, and maybe people who nominated or something, to just the people who got voted into the community council didn't include EBSCO folks. But I don't know if EBSCO person nominated themselves. I'm not sure. But again, yeah, a lot of this is news to me.
Well, I think based on our discussion just now, I shall feel happy in trying to twist Christopher's arm as much as I can.
Yes, I think there should be an EBSCO person, in there. So.
Okay, so I think this. Thank you. This is helpful grounding, and I think probably at one of the next two meetings we'll surface. We'll draft a charge for an elections committee, and see if we can find at least one person from CC to drive that. In addition to maybe people not necessarily on CC. So I think if I'm following the score correctly, we have finished the officers topics, officers and chairs topics. And Caitlin asked a great question, is do we have any additional items for just chairs?
I will add that I'm asking that in part because we haven't. I think the last couple of meetings had, right now I've got two separate meeting invites right next to each other. And I was wondering if maybe we should switch to having a single meeting invite and just having officers drop off if there's additional chairs only agenda items. Wanted to throw that out there and see if any that resonated with anyone or if you'd prefer to keep it the way we're doing it now.
So, would you like to discuss this under the chairs and we are leaving? That's okay.
Yeah, I think it's okay for officers to drop off. Perhaps you'd like to do something else with your time.
See you. See you. Bye bye.
Gonna walk
Right.
outside in
Thank
this
you
beautiful
so
spring
much.
day. See ya.
Well, we are left here.
I think a single invite makes good sense, Caitlin.
Okay, I'm going to delete the 12:30 hold and I don't know, for days if we have a lot to discuss. For instance, next week if we think the communication or the planning around elections, or sorry, next month, if we think that's going to be longer, I can extend the meeting time.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome. I guess we not hearing anything else, maybe we can pop something into Slack in case Jeremy or Jen was going to drop in and just say we've declared victory.
Jen is on vacation. Not sure about Jeremy. I do have one small topic. We had our TC meeting today. Our PC liaison mentioned that the PC was looking into module approval or functionality approval. We had a module come up for TC review, and there was question whether that module had been approved by the PC or not, and that sparked more conversation. So I was looking to see if maybe Caitlin, if you had more color to that discussion that was had at the PC.
I'm not sure if I have the specific module, but here's what we're trying to do. About a year ago, we shifted the model from approval to endorsement with the goal of lowering the barrier to get applications through our process. In its history, I'm not aware of the PC ever not approving an application that was brought to us for approval. There have been like strong feedback, and we want to make sure that we're maintaining that channel for giving feedback and also giving it at the appropriate time. So, after having a year of going to the endorsement model, we haven't actually had a lot of people come to the PC to do endorsements. So we're making a new change. And that is that we're trying to move the endorsement or the evaluation process earlier in development. So right now what we're doing is we're talking about ways that we can accomplish that. As of last week's meeting, I think the leading candidate is that we are going to start monitoring the next one or two releases for new features as they pop up. And as people on the PC have questions or see potential dependencies or reasons that we might want to talk to people, at that point, we try to engage the PO and have the conversation about product fit, downstream impacts, all of the things that PC needs to be talking about. But instead of doing it after the development is done, we would be doing it before, ideally, before it's too late to make changes.
Yes,
So,
that was exactly what I was asking for, not for the specific module. So,
okay, great. Yeah,
thank you,
so we're
Kinsley.
trying to move it upstream, and we haven't figured it quite out yet. There's obviously a lot of features in any given release, and they change a lot. But I think there are a couple of reasons why the PC needs to be in the habit of monitoring what's coming in upcoming releases and providing feedback earlier. So I think it's a good thing for us to be doing. I think we're going to figure it out, but we don't have it 100% figured out yet.
Understood. Thank you.
Okay.
Olamide, Paul and I have been talking about something that requires TC input, which is there have been some requests to review the status of Eureka adoption from the perspective of the Community Council, which is to better understand where adoption is. The number of institutions that have moved over and potential implications, barriers, opportunities to for the rest of the community to cut over. So I know there was Maccabee, I think, is our official liaison to from
Yes.
TC to CC. We could ask him, or we could ask you and Jen, or Craig and Vince have been the main respondents when these questions have come up before. Can you advise what's the best way to make a request?
About the current status, so there's the early adopters group. I'm not Tom, are you part of that? Yeah, so there's an early adopters group and GBV, Stanford, and EBSCO folks, index data driving towards that. So I would say that group is the best, with Craig. From what I know, Stanford is supposed to upgrade next weekend to Eureka. There's some development work to support multiple versions in the same Eureka cluster that the Eureka dev team is working on, and that's supposed to unblock GBV and index data. On EBSCO, we have some percentage of people already on Eureka, running, including Library of Congress. I'm not aware of any other deployments right now, but that's the status as I know for that work.
Thanks. And I think what we'd like to do is send an invite. It sounds like Craig maybe is the right person as the convener of that early adopters group to come and talk about status. And so maybe an appropriate amount of time, from 5 to 25 minutes at a CC meeting coming up in the next cycle.
There is a page somewhere, but probably having somebody, speak in the meeting would be good.
Okay, great. Thank you. That's helpful. Do we have anything else for today?
Nothing from me.
Nothing from us. Me.
It's you and Jeremy. He's in my heart.
There's someone in the background.
Right. Paul, anything more?
Not for me. Perfect.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.